The announcement of the Canada-US Dollar Global Bond 2026 institutional offering marks a calculated defensive move by the federal government to shore up its sovereign liquidity buffers. Today, Tuesday, May 18, 2026, the Department of Finance Canada officially opened the books on this new foreign currency issue, with final pricing expected to close tomorrow, May 20. The strategy is engineered to optimize the nation's foreign exchange safety nets and insulate the domestic economy from sudden cross-border capital shocks during a period of heightened market volatility. The 3% nominal GDP reserve mandate, the timing of this issue fulfills a clear policy commitment highlighted in Budget 2025 and the recent Spring Economic Update 2026. A fiscal promise to maintain the country's liquid foreign currency reserves at or above a strict macroprudential floor. To satisfy this internal framework, the total market value of the liquid assets managed within the Sovereign Exchange Fund Account, EFA, must scale dynamically alongside total national economic output, using a clear baseline metric. Sovereign foreign reserve floor equals 3% times nominal gross domestic product, GDP. By launching the deal ahead of late-quarter corporate settlements, the Treasury is capitalizing on steady global institutional demand for high-quality, safe-haven debt. The transaction is backed by Canada's prime AAA credit status from most major international rating bureaus, allowing Ottawa to lock in highly cost-effective financing terms relative to its G7 peers. Defending the loonie, the EFA shock absorber the capital raised through the Canada-US Dollar Global Bond 2026 program will be immediately deployed to supplement and diversify the foreign currency assets held inside the exchange fund account. In a global trade environment currently weighed down by shifting supply chain policies and Middle East energy disruptions, which continue to threaten oil price spikes and impact central bank policy projections, these reserves serve as a primary layer of financial insulation. Rather than acting as an aggressive tool for day-to-day currency intervention, the EFA provides a long-term stabilization function. By holding a reliable pool of highly liquid, foreign-denominated securities, the Bank of Canada maintains the immediate capability to step in and smooth over severe liquidity gaps or maintain orderly, predictable trading conditions across major trans-Pacific and transatlantic foreign exchange corridors. Historical track record: sovereign foreign currency issuances, global bonds denominated in external currencies, primarily USD and EUR, have routinely served as dependable fiscal backstops for the Canadian Treasury during cycles of global macroeconomic stress. Issuance date, transaction volume, currency denomination, operational pricing and context: April 2024 $3.0 billion, USD, routine liquidity buffer optimization. March 11, 2025 $3.05 billion, USD, priced tightly at plus 11 basis points over 5-year U.S. Treasuries. May 19, 2026, current, to be finalized United States dollar, USD, active defensive play targeting the 3% nominal GDP reserve floor. Market perspective: the premium price of prudential liquidity tapping the U.S. dollar bond market right now is a deliberate, defensive maneuver against a challenging economic backdrop. With domestic performance indicators showing tempered enthusiasm, particularly across major real estate markets like the Greater Toronto Area, GTA, and Vancouver due to prolonged elevated interest rates, the federal government cannot afford unforced volatility in the exchange value of the Canadian dollar. By fortifying the exchange fund account via the Canada-US Dollar Global Bond 2026 framework, the Department of Finance signals to global currency desks that it has the required ammunition to smooth over sudden capital flight. For international fund managers, a AAA-rated, greenback-denominated asset from a stable fiscal regime is an effortless buy, giving Ottawa a reliable way to secure structural insurance during an inherently unpredictable economic sequence.